doing a story on recalls and how your company and how your recall engine can help. It seems like the news in the last couple of weeks or the last few months has been filled with recalls of products from China, toys, toothpaste, pet food, tires, seafood. And just in a general sense, do you think some companies are rethinking the wisdom of outsourcing there?
Oh, absolutely. I think companies that are selling or utilizing outside manufacturing are rethinking their whole quality strategy and whether they want to outsource, because you can't outsource your name, right? You can't outsource your brand. You're ultimately accountable for that. And now that the government's trying to get their hands around this more so, there's going to be more controls coming from the government. They're definitely looking at this.
Do you think that the Chinese government's also going to be cracking down?
Yes, to some extent, minimally to the point that they show that they're taking action. You know, it's interestingly enough, they had that China plane burn a few days ago.
Right.
And they've grounded all those Boeing planes for inspection. So they're kind of like taking action on their own quality issues right now as well. And that's what I read into it.
Do you think that will be what they'll be able to do will be enough to restore confidence by American consumers?
You know, my thought is, it goes back to what I said earlier, which is the company's accountable for its brand and its name. And if they decide to outsource, they're accountable for the quality that their outsourced manufacturers use. From the extent that what stopped these companies from doing the proper level of inspections of products coming in before they were ever distributed to the retail stores.
Uh-huh.
I think there is an accountability on our side to ensure quality, especially when you're using manufacturers outside our country.
Uh-huh. So has this been, have companies here just been too accepting of perhaps the outsourced companies abroad and their promises that the stuff was okay, or did they not look hard enough? Or?
Yeah, that's a fair comment. What often happens is there's spot checks of quality. They don't do, you know, a high degree of quality inspection. Because as you can imagine, it's costly, right, to do all that work. They don't often have systems that will allow them to integrate that quality check within their processes either. There's no way for at some of these company sites for a system to help get it done. And it just makes it very laborious.
Now to kind of switch to Red Prairie, some of these recalls are huge. How can your recall engine help companies pinpoint not only where the product is in the global, the global supply chain, but also the customers who are already using that product?
Well, there's a number of things that help us help other companies. One is a strong inventory data model, which some people call it product genealogy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I'm sure you've seen this. You go to the news and it says, well, this company's recalling these products. And they say, well, they're recalling everything because they don't know where the bad stuff went. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes on the news they'll say, well, it's people in Nebraska and Iowa, and it's these lock codes, these five lock codes. Well, that's a company that's got their act together because they know exactly where it went and what the lock codes were. And it's our systems that help companies like that get to that level of granularity. And it relates to expiration dates, manufacturing codes, lot codes, serial numbers, and the components that make up the products, like raw materials or components of a product like a toy or a computer.
Uh-huh.
We know all the parts that made the finished good. And then we also know where they were shipped to. So in a recall, timing is of the essence. In the span of a minute or so, we can produce information as to who exactly got that product and where else is it in my supply chain network.
What is that product called that, that your company produces?
Well, we're in logistics, supply chain.
Uh-huh.
So we've got products that are warehouse management. So that's where all the inventory attributes are I was talking to earlier. See, I know I got a pallet in the warehouse, but I also know the lot code of that pallet.
Uh-huh.
And that's part of our WMS, our warehouse management system.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Our transportation system tracks where it's being shipped to. And then our historical database keeps track of who I sent it to for the last, you know, forever. It could go back years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And for some products, you know, it's, you know, for milk and ice cream or something like that, it's I don't need to track for years because it sells very quickly.
Right.
But for other items like a car, what if like an airbag goes bad for a car from 3 years ago? I need to keep that database.
What are some of the unique supply chain challenges that a product recall from another country presents?
Automating the inspection process when it does get here from overseas. In other words, when I receive it, the system has to tell the user, hey, this is a new item. I need to inspect these items before they're sent anywhere. So automating the inspection process and then tracking the results. So when the government comes by and says, how much of this product did you inspect, you can produce proof as to what were the processes you had in place to ensure quality.
What does this wave of China recalls mean for Wisconsin businesses, whether they're manufacturers or retailers who source their goods from over there?
First of all, that the government's taking action, many companies are going to be affected, right?
Right.
There's, you know, one of the kids got caught, so everybody gets punished is maybe a poor analogy. But in fact, everybody's going to pay the price for the fact that this occurred because of more stringent rules in certain parts of the industries. That's definitely going to affect companies and stores in our area. And unfortunately, the consumer's probably getting a little more savvy. I mean, you know, brand protection. People that buy any toy right now, what are they thinking when a woman goes into the store for Christmas and wants to buy a toy? Is any toy that resembles the recalled toy going to pay the price? You know, I know some people that still will not buy Tylenol. And how long ago did that happen?
10 years.
Yeah, it's been. I actually knew a woman worked for me that died from that.
Wow.
I worked as a warehouse manager back then. I'll never forget those days.
What is the potential impact if a recall is not managed properly? Economic, brand liabilities, government fines, lawsuits.
The all of the above, certainly. The brand protection, I think, is a huge thing. But if you look at costs, the cost to the company, their ability to identify where all those products are, understand that, in fact, they've collected them all and gotten them all off the street, and then what we call reverse logistics, which is returning it all, is costly, and then how do you get rid of them? The actual throwing away, destroying, or recycling of that product, based on what it is, could be very expensive. You know, there are certain rules in place about, you know, lead, batteries, paints. Certain things, or you just can't throw in the garbage can anymore. So how does that company recycle that product? Could be costly based on what it is.
How does Red Prairie help companies that have recalls?
Well, the timing. We help them get, in worst case scenario, one of our customers has a recall. We help them to, in the span of minutes, find out where the product went, notify those people via email or what have you, and also what we call putting the product on hold. Anywhere in the supply chain, we don't let anybody ship it anymore. Imagine a truck loaded in a yard at a warehouse and I won't let it get by the guard check because I now know there's product on it that's bad. We can also notify the store, giving that retailer instructions to the manager saying, you need to have a person go out on the floor and pull that product off the shelf right now. Another thing we can do is turn off the point-of-sale device and make that item inactive. So if you're in line with that item and you go up to the counter, you know how they will scan an item and it will say item not found or item not available?
Right.
That's an instruction we can send to the cash register to not allow it to be sold. Again, the whole objective here is to stop people from consuming that item. And we can do it for a retailer across all parts of their movements and all parts of their supply chain.
And I think you touched on this earlier, but when you say product genealogy, is you know it from how the parts were, the things that went into it all the way through to the sale.
That is correct. We know the raw materials, we know the components, we know the lot numbers of those raw materials, and then once the product is made, we know the serial numbers and lot numbers of those. So whether it's the finished good that went bad or a component of the finished good that went bad, we know what to chase.
How long has Red Prairie been doing this?
Red Prairie has been in business since 75, so going on our 32nd year. We have been servicing the CPG and food and beverage market.
When you say CPG,
consumer packaged goods.
Okay.
And like Procter & Gamble and people like that, and food and beverage. For all that time. So we have always had a strong inventory model in our system because it's always been a requirement of the food people, the food and beverage, because of FDA requirements. We also have a strong pharmaceutical customer base. So we've learned how to do this by working with Tier 1 companies and government regulations for 30-some-odd years.
How long have you been doing this?
Personally, I've been in logistics for 38 years.
Wow.
The first 18 years were in logistics operations, and the last 20 have been in logistics systems.
And this the product that we're talking about, did you have any anything to do with developing it?
Yes, I'm actually in charge of product management and strategy, so I manage product direction.
I would imagine when you talk about logistics that it's not a very sexy thing or whatever until something like this comes up, and then it has a vital importance.
That is correct. Many people see logistics as the cost of doing business. Certain forward-thinking companies see it as a differentiator, but in short, the true value is cost and throughput until something like this happens, and then the whole company's at stake based on what our product can do.